Hello, everyone, and welcome to Music for a While. I'm Jay Nordlinger, music critic in the New Criterion. When it's a leap year, I think of Rossini, Gioachino Rossini, composer of The Barber of Seville and other immortal operas. He was born on February 29th. The year was 1792. So, happy birthday, Rossini. What'll we hear? How about the overture to La Gazza Ladra, a.k.a. The Thieving Magpie? We'll hear the last few minutes of the overture, played by an orchestra conducted by the great Claudio Abbado. The Overture to La Gazza Ladra by Rossini, played by the Chamber Orchestra of Europe, conducted by Claudio Abbado in a 1991 recording. Thomas Ahern has written a book. He was the CIA station chief in Tehran and a hostage all those years ago. I'd like to quote him. "My reaction was mixed when I was offered a tape of Schubert's Fifth Symphony. His captors, the hostage takers, had offered this tape. I almost turned it down because the piece was a favorite of my mother, and I feared that listening to it would cost me the equanimity that was still shaky after the abuses of the first months." We can all understand this. Music carries powerful associations, associations outside the music itself. Associations for which the music is not responsible. This is a subject for long articles or books, and I should say no more about it for now. Let's play some music. The first movement of this Symphony No. 5 by Schubert. I will start a couple of minutes in. The orchestra will be the Vienna Philharmonic, conducted by Riccardo Muti in 1989.
Thank you.
The first movement, Allegro, of the Symphony No. 5 in B-flat by Schubert. We heard the Vienna Philharmonic under Riccardo Muti. Again, I'm Jay Nordlinger, music critic of the New Criterion, and this is Music for a While. If you care to write to me, the address is nordlinger@newcriterion.com. I heard some Ravel, his concerto for piano left hand. This is one of the concertos commissioned by Paul Wittgenstein, who lost his right arm in World War I. Wittgenstein was an older brother of the philosopher. The young Korean pianist Seongjin Cho, pardon my pronunciation, Cho played the concerto in Carnegie Hall with the Boston Symphony Orchestra under its music director, Andres Nelsons. Maybe I could read from my review. Cho is from Seoul, yes, but he's also a French pianist in a way. He studied at the Paris Conservatory with Michel Baroff, one of our best players of Ravel, Debussy, et al. And Cho's playing of the concerto was very, very French. It was intelligent, beautiful, stylish, simply exemplary. Before I proceed, maybe we could have a physical note. As he played, Cho gripped the piano with his right arm. This seemed to provide stability, or kind of leverage. With that left hand, he sang, resonantly. When he played triple forte, he did not pound. The notes were rounded, deep into the keys. Never did Cho depart from beauty in this piece. The playing was also sensual, passionate. Cho has the gift of being emotional without emoting, if I may. There were the right hints of jazz. In the final cadenza, the notes shimmered like water. And allow me a peculiar detail. Toward the end of the concerto, there are some interesting F naturals. This piece is in D major, I should say. Cho accented these in an unusual and effective way. They sounded like panting, almost a physical ache. If the pianist made beautiful sounds, so did the orchestra. And so on. Well, do you know? This performance was recorded for broadcast, and we're going to listen to it, or some of it. Some of the very performance I've described. Why not start shortly before that final cadenza?
Thank you.
The last several minutes of Ravel's Piano Concerto in D Major for Left Hand Alone, played by Seongjin Cho with the Boston Symphony Orchestra, led by Andres Nilsens. Marvelous. A young Finnish conductor, Santtu Matias Ruvali, great name, conducted the New York Philharmonic. On the program was Dvorak's Symphony No. 7. I wrote, "The third movement, the Dancy Scherzo, is what everyone waits for in this symphony. I think of a line from a jazz standard. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing." The scherzo, under Ruvali, swung. I don't have a recording of Ruvali in this symphony, but I hope you will accept Rafael Kubelik, the late great Czech, leading the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. Swing it, baby. Thank you. The Scherzo from the Symphony No. 7 in D minor by Antonín Dvořák. We heard the Vienna Phil under Kubelik. That concert of the New York Philharmonic, the one conducted by Santu Matias Ravalli, had a soloist, the young pianist Bruce Liu from Montreal. He played Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a Theme by Paganini. Afterward, he played an encore. This is what I wrote. Liu sat down for an encore. A Chopin etude, the one in A-flat, Opus 25, No. 1, nicknamed Aeolian Harp. It is the most beautiful piece of piano music ever written. I exaggerate, but only a tad. Okay, a few days later, another young pianist, Yoon-chan Lim from South Korea, played a recital in Carnegie Hall. His program was the Chopin Etudes, all of them, all 27. One of them was, of course, the Aeolian Harp. At the end of the evening, the pianist played four encores. The last of them was a true encore, encore meaning again. This was something played before, played again. And it was, of course, the Aeolian Harp. Good choice. Let's hear it from a pianist of the past, one of the great Chopin players of all time, Alfred Cortot. The Etude in A-flat Major, Opus 25, No. 1, the Aeolian Harp, played by that Frenchman of yore, Alfred Cortot. The Munich Philharmonic played in Carnegie Hall. The programs, two of them, were all Brahms. On the podium was Zubin Mehta, the venerable Zubin Mehta, using a cane and walking very slowly to get there. I was moved. I'd like to read from my review of the first concert. In 1976, I got a record I wore the grooves off. It was of the Brahms Piano Concerto No. 1 in D minor. The pianist was Artur Rubinstein, and the conductor was Zubin Mehta, leading the Israel Philharmonic. Rubinstein was nearing the end of his long, laureled career, age 89. Mehta was 40, beginning his career as a world conqueror. Trivial aside, I was 12. Today, Mehta is 87. He conducted the Brahms Concerto No. 1 in Carnegie Hall on Saturday night. The orchestra was the Munich Philharmonic, of which he is the conductor laureate. His soloist was Yefim Bronfman, a great pianist, now 65. Anyway, the eras come and go. I would like to leave you with that 1976 recording, Rubinstein at 89, Mehta at 40. I'll drop the needle somewhere in the final movement and go to the end. Thanks for joining me, my friends. See you soon.